So, I visited Edinburgh, Scotland for Christmas in 2017. To be honest, this was during the height of the migrant crisis in Europe that saw young women and soy-filled men attending train stations and cheering on the masses of young men of fighting age from Africa and the Middle East as they were pouring into Western countries. And this was a Christmas market in the center of that city. It was the first time I had ever seen barricades, bollards, and concrete blocks, now generally referred to as Merkel Lego, that are now ubiquitous at Christmas markets around the continent to protect those that visit from them the strength that diversity has brought to their nations. I remember talking to security guards at that time, and they explained to me that they were aware that the Merkel Lego, as well as the ACK barriers, by themselves were not going to stop a large truck of peace. So the ACK barriers were fitted with large chains between them to act as a drag or weight upon any such vehicle of peace attempting to enrich the good citizens of Edinburgh. These ones, like those in other cities, try to camouflage their purpose behind a colorful presentation, but make no mistake, they are ACK barriers that are, ironically, to those that mindlessly cheer the arrival of those that make them a necessity, building walls, not bridges. But perhaps, in fact, the most ironic twist of all was just outside the approach of the Royal Mile and its ACK barrier, there was an ashtray that asks, or did ask, the question, Donald Trump is making America great again, and you vote by depositing your cigarette butt under Real News, or the overwhelming majority of smokers in that town did, Fake News. The absolute irony was the fact that the ashtray ballot box was sitting in the shadow of a diversity wall that had been spruced up in colorful holiday cheer to help those attending pretend that the vibrant enrichment that necessitates the ACK barrier was not happening, nor that they were being vicariously bigoted for erecting a wall that provides visual concrete proof that shared values within a society do matter. Fast forward 8 years later, European leaders are busy doing what they do best, squealing about Russia and demanding that their citizens prop up the unadulterated corruption of the Zelensky regime, but also that they must now be prepared to die for their political machinations. Ursula von der Leyen, the unelected Eurocrat, banging the war drum ever louder and louder that we must prepare for the worst, she coos, as French President Macron, ever the peacock, is strutting around telling the French that Europe must be ready to defend itself. While at the same time, the country's top general, Fabien Mandon, has said that the country must prepare to lose children in a potential war with Russia. But not to be outdone, Britain's Chief of Defence Staff, Air Chief Marshal Sir Richard Knighton, has warned that the country must be prepared to sacrifice its sons and daughters in defense against threats like Russia, stating that more families will come to understand the meaning of national sacrifice. General Sir Patrick Saunders went even further. He called today's young people the pre-war generation and said that the army must be ready to fight and win on land in Europe. Translation, get ready to hand over your kids, mate. And without a sense of irony, these same governments that are now demanding that people must be ready to sacrifice their children for so-called European values, including golden toilets, don't forget, are the same ones who turned European cities into the security nightmares because of their own policies. This all started two Christmases prior to my trip to Edinburgh, when German Chancellor Angela Merkel stood in front of the cameras in 2015 and declared, Wir schaffen das! We can do this. What exactly this was, she never quite articulated or explained, Apparently, it was flooding the country with over 2 million, mostly young men, from Afghanistan, Syria, Iraq, Somalia, Eritrea, and North Africa in the space of a couple of years. No vetting, no real plan, just open arms and smug virtue signaling. And now, what did we get? Christmas markets in Berlin, Munich, Cologne, Vienna, Strasbourg, Brussels, London, Manchester, you name it. Every single one is now a fortress. The 2016 Berlin Truck of Peace enrichment. The 2018 Strasbourg shooting enrichment. The 2015 Paris attacks, including the Bataclan massacre. The 2017 Manchester Arena bombing are all but highlights to a long and diverse list. And the list is long and enriched, and are the predictable results of importing millions upon millions of people from cultures that do not share and in many cases actively reject so-called European values. And now, in 2025, skyrocketing security costs, up an average of 44% over the past 3 years, due to enhanced anti-terror measures like the Merkel logo, armed guards, and surveillance following past attacks, have made some smaller German Christmas markets financially unviable, leading to cancellations or so-called format changes. Though major ones do continue via diverse means, such as a new entrance fee to offset the cost of the ACK barriers, like Berlin's 2 euro entrance fee. My personal favorite change in format is the need for removable bollards at German Christmas markets, and in particular in Augsburg, that need to be removed and replaced every single time a street trolley passes through. Also, another favorite is Germany's oldest Christmas market in Dresden.
The Striezelmarkt in Dresden is Germany's oldest Christmas market, with 2.5 million visitors every year. The security measures are meant to prevent vehicles from getting close to people at the Christmas market, to make them feel safer.
Hello. Safety is a must, but to what extent? Where will it lead? When I think back to my youth, that didn't exist. It's kind of a bit strange.
And it should be said, none of this is paranoia. Only 1 week ago, 3 Moroccans, an Egyptian, and a Syrian were arrested in Germany, suspected of being involved in a plot to drive a truck of peace into people at a Christmas market in that country. Moreover, after years of terrorist attacks and threats, German Christmas markets are becoming unrecognizable. For centuries, these markets represented one of Europe's highest trust traditions, and that assumption has now collapsed, argues Esther Krakow.
German Christmas markets are becoming unrecognizable. For centuries, these markets represented one of Europe's highest trust traditions. They were open, lightly policed, and woven into public squares on the assumption that people could gather peacefully without fear. That assumption has now collapsed. Now, images of German Christmas markets are going viral, showing how police have locked these events down with multi-ton concrete blocks, steel bollards, and controlled entry points. Armed police carrying rifles now patrol spaces that once relied on nothing more than social trust.
So, we end up in this situation. To preserve so-called European values, billions must be spent on bollards, CCTV, armed police, and private security just to have a mulled wine and bratwurst without getting run over or blown up. So, congratulations, Mutti Merkel. I guess you really did chaff it up. Like all politicians, you will never be held accountable for the consequences of your actions that reverberate to this day. But also, very importantly, one needs to understand that it is the very same politicians and generals who let this happen, who opened the gates, who sneered at anyone who warned about mass non-assimilating migration. Well, these are now the same people demanding that the ordinary citizens of Europe, whose daughters can't walk safely at night, are telling those same people that their sons should be prepared to die in the Ukraine for the golden toilet Zelensky regime. Because if you don't fight the Russians there, you'll have to fight them here. But ask yourself this question: why should anyone die for a Europe that can't even keep a Christmas market safe? Why should British, French, German, Swedish, Dutch families send their children to some frozen trench in the Donbass when their own leaders have already handed over their streets to gangs, no-go zones, and jihadist cells. This isn't leadership. It's betrayal dressed up as statesmanship. They destroyed the one and only home that these people will ever have with reckless migration policies, then pivoted to an external enemy in an attempt to distract the populace from the disaster that they themselves created. They want European sons and daughters to bleed for a continent they've already sold out. So this Christmas, when you're standing in a queue at the market behind three layers of riot police, remember who put them there. It wasn't Putin, or Putler, as they would like you to call him. It was Merkel, von der Leyen, Macron, and every other politician that thought the mass importation of culturally incompatible fighting-age men would somehow work itself out. Maybe it's time we all stopped dying for the political class and started holding them accountable instead. Merry Christmas, Europe. Try not to get stabbed, run over, or blown up. So, thank you very much for watching. I'm sorry I have a little bit of a cold, so my voice might be a little bit off today. But with that, again, I'd like to say thanks for watching. If you liked it, leave it a thumbs up on your way out. If you'd like to help the channel, very much appreciated. Ways of doing so are in the description below. And with that, have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Talk to you again soon. Bye for now.